You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The government has set the ball rolling on the second round of ease of doing business reforms as part of the multi-pronged strategy to catalyze the private investment cycle. According to official sources, it has prepared a draft framework to assess the cost of regulation, that is, the fraction of overall cost of doing business in the country that is attributable to compliance with various regulations and legal requirements. The estimates will be used as a critical input to another set of administrative reforms being planned to bring these costs down, the sources said. The idea is not just to curb the financial costs, but also cut the procedural delays that contribute to these. Meanwhile, Indian oil and gas public sector companies have spent Rs 6,669 crore as capex in the first month of the current fiscal year, nearly 6% of their total capex target of Rs 1.2 lakh crore, provisional data from the Petroleum Planning and Analysis Cell showed. The capital expenditure during April was driven by ONGC, Indian Oil Corp and Hindustan Petroleum Corp. While ONGC incurred a capex of Rs 2,283 crore, consisting 7.4% of its annual capex target of Rs 30,800 crore, Indian Oil spent Rs 2,174 crore of its annual target of Rs 30,909 crore in April. ONGC expects the oil output from the KG-98/2 block to subsequently reach its peak production of 45,000 barrels per day in Q4 FY25. Moving on, the RBI has launched three major initiatives, the Pravah portal, a retail direct mobile application, and a fintech repository. These initiatives were announced as part of the central bank's bi-monthly statement on developmental regulatory policies in April 2023, April 2024, and December 2023, respectively. The Pravah portal will make it convenient for any individual or entity to apply online for various regulatory approvals in a seamless manner. The portal will also enhance the efficiency of various processes related to granting of regulatory approvals and clearances by the RBI. On the portal, applicants can submit the application online, track and monitor the status of the application, and respond to any queries sought by the RBI. Over to industry, fast food chains continue to feel the pinch of soft demand, with out-of-home food consumption remaining weak for at least four quarters now. But most players remain optimistic about the future, led by an improved macroeconomic environment and concerns regarding food inflation receding following an above-normal monsoon forecast. The March 2024 quarter, for instance, saw revenue growth for quick-service restaurants slide to 9% on an average, which is half of what it was in Q4 FY23, according to analysts at BNP Paribas Securities. But companies have no plans to slow down store additions, as most believe recovery will be gradual in the market. In some more industry news, BSNL's engagement with Boston Consulting Group for a Rs 132 crore revival plan of the company is a futile exercise, the BSNL Employees Union has said. The association, in a letter to BSNL CMD P.K. Purwar, said, quote, "Already the company has engaged consultants such as Deloitte and KPMG. All the recommendations of these consultants have already been implemented. Still, BSNL's condition has worsened," unquote. On Monday, FE reported that BCG will prepare a three-year roadmap to transform state-owned BSNL so that it can effectively compete with private telecom operators. The key areas on which BCG will advise the loss-making telecom service provider include reducing operational costs, improving revenue, and developing sales and marketing strategy, among other things. On to market, the yield on benchmark 10-year G-Sec has fallen 23 basis points over the past month due to positive global and domestic factors. The recent record dividend transfer of Rs 12.1 trillion by RBI to the government has added to the euphoria. The yield on the 10-year G-Sec has declined from 7.23% on April 19th to 6.996% on Tuesday. On May 22nd, the yield fell below 7% to 6.992%. Ramachandra Reddy, head of Treasury, Karur Vysya Bank, said that the bond market has received a series of good news on the global and domestic fronts in the past 2-3 weeks, and that the record dividend from RBI will strengthen fiscal position of the government. Lastly, the stocks in focus. These include Reliance Industries, Adani Enterprises, Hindalco Industries, IRCTC, Amara Raja Energy, Work Hard It, among others. The Railway PSU reported 1.9% year-on-year increase in net profit, reaching Rs. 284.2 crore for the fourth quarter, compared to Rs. 278.8 crore in the same quarter last year. IRCTC's revenue from operations saw a 19.7% rise, climbing to Rs. 1,154.8 crore from Rs. 965 crore in the corresponding period of the previous fiscal year. On the other hand, NBCC reported 24.6% year-on-year increase in net profit, reaching Rs. 141.5 crore for the fourth quarter, compared to Rs. 113.6 crore in the same quarter of FY23. You are listening to Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.